Today's Bible reading is taken from Mark chapter 16, verses 1 through to 8. It's about the resurrection, as you might imagine. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early in the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in white robes standing on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus of the Nazarene, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Remembering and bewildered, the woman went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. Amen.
Thanks, Jim. A colleague of mine, I remember, once received a postcard from a patient that he'd worked with. And I can remember it still. It spent years propped up on a shelf in his office. It was a regular postcard size. It was plain purple and it had white words printed on the front. And it read very simply, "Blessed are the cracked, for they let in the light." And if it probably wasn't bordering on heresy, I would almost suggest that that would be a good addition to the original text. Most of my working life, you might know or not know, has been in the NHS, and it's been with people who had been badly damaged by their experience of life. People with illness, people with addictions, abusers, the abused. People facing tragedy, people even damaged and sometimes severely damaged by their experience of religion. In fact, people whose lives and health in some way or another decidedly showed the cracks. But in the middle of all of that were the most fantastic incidents and stories. Experiences of the most amazing courage and resilience, hope and optimism. People who couldn't possibly find a way out or a solution to their circumstances, finding a glimmer of hope or some kind of meaning. Some of them rediscovering things in life that were still worth treasuring or honouring, living for, fighting for. Early on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene expected to find death, but instead she found new life. She didn't go looking for resurrection. Resurrection found her. And that, I think, is equally true for us. Resurrection comes to us. We don't always go looking for it. It comes to us through the cracks in our lives. It comes in blinding realizations. It creeps up on us unawares. It seeps into our thinking. And if we can but allow it, it begins to shape our experience and our outlook on life. Resurrection changes our thinking. And it invites us to look at life through a different lens, to take a different perspective. The wonder of our resurrection faith is that in the life and death of Jesus Christ, God reaches out to us without expectation and without demand. The resurrection finds us. We don't go looking for resurrection. In the depths of despair and unfathomable hurt of grief, in the moments when nothing seems certain, and we don't know whether we've made the right decisions and the right choices, when relationships are hard and things break down, when things feel irretrievably lost, or when hope isn't certain. Or even, and we all know the feeling, when there's a dawning realization that life didn't turn out, perhaps, the way we imagined it would. The very things of what it means to be human. But through every single crack, resurrection comes to find us. Through every hurt in life, resurrection comes to find us. It can be veiled and hidden and different to what we imagine. It can be obvious and joyful and self-evident. But we don't need to pretend to understand it. We don't even need to recognize it. We don't need to subscribe to a set of beliefs around what resurrection is or isn't. All we have to hold on to is the fact that God, through the life and death of Jesus Christ, offers each and every one of us new beginnings. He looks at our lives and he blesses what he sees, cracks and all. And when we let God into the cracks, we let in the light of resurrection, hope and faith that we celebrate today. Like Mary, it's tempting to go looking for God in the familiar, in the places we expect to find God. But the Easter message is about God's love being so tenacious that God's willing to go to any length to find us in all the wrong places. God finds us when we're down and out, when we're at the end of our tether, and when all hope seems lost. And it's in those moments God rolls back the stones that confine us or define us. And then stands waiting with a familiar voice to call us to new life. So we are called to go and tell not only with our lips, but also with our lives. To go and tell the resurrection power of God's love and hope. People of faith are, by definition, not whole and finished and complete and perfect. Not one of us. But that's the beauty of the Easter message. It's through the cracks that God brings the light into our lives. And that surely is what we celebrate today. Resurrection isn't just an event, it's an experience. And although today we're celebrating Easter as if it's a moment in time, we're called to live that experience every single day. So this Easter, may we open our whole selves, our hearts, souls, minds and strength to God's inspiring call to new life and renewed love. And in each and every moment, may we live and bear witness to our resurrection faith. Amen.